In this demonstration, we'll see how ExtraRead can be used to extract tab-delimited text data from a fax file and paste it into a spreadsheet model for further analysis. Faxing is great, since you can send and receive faxes to practically anywhere on the planet. But who wants to retype data? You don't have to if you use ExtraRead. Here is our fax file opened up using the Fax Reader application that comes bundled for free with NextStep. You can use the mouse to make a selection of any area of the page. This allows you to zoom in on the portion of the page you really need and leave out other elements like the letterhead. In this case, we're really only interested in the actual letter. Notice how the window scrolls automatically as you continue to select. There we go. Now, we'll go to the Services menu and choose ExtraRead. The ExtraRead application comes to the front, and the file browser opens up. Here is the image data from the Fax Reader application. All you have to do is click the Start button. The optical character recognition process is now underway. As you can see, the original image is displayed in its own window. Notice how ExtraRead gives you an up-to-the-second status report of the file's progress. Here's the name of the document that's being worked on. Here's the status indicator telling you which page is being worked on. Down here, we can see which part of the page is being worked on. Okay, we're done now. The resulting text is displayed in a separate window. See how the text is fully formatted rich text. The table data, which is what we're most interested in, is tab delimited. Now we can select just that part of the text and copy it to the clipboard. We'll go to our open Mesa spreadsheet model and choose Paste. Notice how the data goes exactly where it's supposed to go. The necessary calculations are made automatically and the graph is drawn. Wasn't that easier than retyping? In this demo, we're going to look at the batch processing capabilities of ExtraRead. Let's load in a group of files. We can go to the Open menu and select as many files as we want. Okay. The file names all appear in the browser. Click on any one of them to see the full path name. Notice how you can change the order in which any file is processed just by dragging with the mouse and the alternate key. Let's start the OCR process. We can go back to the browser and see that the first file has a little lock icon, indicating that it is currently being processed. When the checkbox appears, we know the file is finished. This pop-up menu lets you toggle between seeing files that are done and those that are still processing. This menu lets you quickly clear unprocessed files. This menu lets you select files based on whether they are processed or not. As you can see, ExtraRead is designed for efficient batch processing of files. ExtraRead also gives you direct one-touch scan support using the Epson ES800 series scanner. All you have to do is select resolution, page size, and whether or not to use the document feeder. ExtraRead has an extremely sophisticated memory management scheme that allows you to scan even while the OCR process is continuing on other files. In fact, you can even edit and spell check one file while scanning another while another is being OCR'd. Now this is multitasking.